author is recovering from a vicious attack. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. The family of Salman Rushdie releasing a statement with an update.
Zafar Rushdie said of his father in the statement, he is still in critical condition, adding the family is relieved he was taken off a ventilator and able to speak. Salman Rushdie wrote the controversial novel The Satanic Verses, published in 1988. Muslims criticized the book as blasphemous. Rushdie was attacked last week before a speaking engagement in New York State. Zafar Rushdie, in the statement, thanked the people at the event who came to his father's aid and the doctors who have cared for him.
Fox's Gurnal Scott. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security issuing a bulletin warning of violent threats against federal law enforcement after the raid on Trump's home in Florida.
After the Russian collusion, Steele dossier, everything took place during the Trump presidency and now out of office to have this raid take place. Look, I'm a DOJ alumni. I worked at Public Integrity here at Maine Justice. And what I worry about, Margaret, is the lack of trust and faith in our institutions.
Republican Texas Congressman Michael McCaul on CBS's Face the Nation. The family of a murdered Army soldier is suing the U.S. government. Fox's Matt Napolitano.
The family of Vanessa Guillen filed a $35 million civil lawsuit seeking damages from the U.S. government on the basis of sexual harassment, abuse, and wrongful death. Vanessa Guillen, a 20-year-old Army specialist, was declared missing from Fort Hood in April of 2020, found months later, her body dismembered, burned, and buried in several shallow graves. The main suspect in her death, Aaron Robinson, accused of bludgeoning Guillen to death in an armory room, took his own life while authorities closed in on making an arrest. Several investigations reveal Guillen suffered sexual harassment and assault during her service.
America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Volunteers and neighbors are working to rebuild a town in Ukraine.
Russian forces firing at Ukraine's military headquarters in the east. This is the town of Kramatorsk. But despite it being the military tactics that might be the goal, homes were destroyed. And one woman tearfully explained the sheer terror of the attack and the moment that she watched her husband die.
It was like a horror, but I did not notice anybody. Just ran directly into my yard and saw my husband lying here. His cigarette was still lit up. He was so badly injured that he died quickly. I don't remember anything else. It's just too horrible.
Fox's Alex Hogan from Kyiv. 41 people are dead, at least 15 of them children, after fire rips through a Coptic Orthodox church in Egypt's capital. Trapped congregants jumping from upper floors to escape flames and black smoke. An additional 16 people were injured, including four police involved in the rescue efforts. Police say an initial investigation points to an electrical short circuit as the cause. The victims reportedly include three siblings, five-year-old twins, plus a three-year-old. Kevin Harvick is victorious for the second consecutive week in NASCAR's Cup Series. Fox's Bob Mortali.
Harvick's victory last week at Michigan snapped a 65-race winless streak. Now the 46-year-old has captured back-to-back checkered flags. Harvick won the Federated Auto Parts 400 at Richmond. He beat Christopher Bell by 0.4 seconds.
Well, I knew he was coming, but I forgot to shift down the front straightaway the last time. I was not paying attention, and he got closer than he should have, so I made a mistake there, a couple laps doing the same thing.
Courtesy of the USA Network, the win allowed Harvick to tie Kyle Busch for ninth place all-time with 60 career victories. Harvick led 455 laps. Chris Buescher finished third.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.